So translation. Our love affair is more powerful because of my good fortune in receiving Narayan's grace. This allows me to come here unseen by others. I hope that very soon I will be visible to everyone. This is who's speaking in the mood? This is you almost. This is Krishna now speaking, isn't it? In the mood of Krishna. Is that right? Uh-huh. Our love affair. Okay, purple. Krishna has two kinds of presence, yes. Prakat and aprakat. Manifest and unmanifest. Both are identical to the sincere devotees. Even if Krishna is not physically present, the devotee's absorption in the affairs of Krishna make him present. This is confirmed in Brahma Samhita 5.38. Prema jana churuti bhakti balochanayana santasa deva vitta yeshu viyalokayanti yat shama sundaram achintakuna sarupam govindam haripurusham tamaham bhajami. Due to his intense love, the pure devotee always sees Lord Krishna present within his heart. All glories to Govinda, the primary personality of Godhead. When Krishna is not manifest before the inhabitants of Vrindavan, they are always absorbed in thoughts of him. Therefore, even though Krishna was living at that time at Dwarka, he was simultaneously present before all the inhabitants of Vrindavan. This was his aprakata presence. Devotees who are always absorbed in thoughts of Krishna will soon see Krishna face to face without a doubt. Devotees who are always engaged in Krishna consciousness and are fully absorbed in thoughts of Krishna certainly return home back to Godhead. They then see Krishna directly face to face. Take prasad with him and enjoy his company. Haribol. This is confirmed in Bhagavad Gita, Trakva Deham Puna Janma Nait Imam Itaso Juna. Bhagavad Gita, chapter 4, text 9. During his lifetime, a pure devotee is always speaking of Krishna and engaging in his service. And as soon as he gives up his body, he immediately returns to Goloka Vrindavan, where Krishna is personally present. He then meets Krishna directly. This is successful human life. This is the meaning of prakate teha anibe sattvara. The pure devotee will soon see the personal manifestation of Lord Krishna. And purple. Om Ganata Marandasya Gananjana Salakaya Chakshumilitam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Jaya Sri Krishna Jaitanya Prabhu Nitananda Shri Advaita Gadadhara Shiva Sari Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare Namo Om Vishnu Bhare Krishna Pustaya Bhutale Shimati Shila Shivaram Swamiti Namane Namo Om Vishnu Bhare Krishna Pustaya Bhutale Shimati Bhakti Vedanta Swamiti Namane Namaste Sarasati Deva Gauravani Pachaline Nivasesha Sunyavari Pashtadara Satarine Jai Shri Prabhupada Ki Jai. Hare Krishna. So welcome again. Thank you for inviting me here. Wonderful to be here. Hare Krishna. So this is quite a wonderful drama that's being recited, given to us by Śrīla Kṛṣṇadās Kaviraj Goswāmī, explaining, and the title of the chapter explains everything. Or it said the Lord's dancing at Rathayatra, also known called the Lord's ecstatic dancing at Rathayatra. And you've been hearing already the details of that ecstatic dancing. Yeah, for example, how there was seven kirtan parties. There was four in the front of the Rath cart, one on the left, one on the right, and one behind. Do we try to do that Rathyatra here, isn't it? We try to do that, try our best to. And Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu here, he's in great ecstasy. He's dancing in wild abandon. In this mood, he's savoring the mood of Radharani. And he's exhibiting these ecstatic symptoms that even make the devotees kind of, not scared is the wrong word, but it makes them worried. And sometimes, yeah, he's these asta sattvaka bhava all manifesting at one time. So much ecstasy that sometimes he faints away on the ground. And then Lord Nityananda comes and picks him up. And then Lord Chaitanya gets up again and he starts dancing. Some that describe how he's, you know what he was doing in the kirtan? Oh, Lord Chaitanya, imagine seeing Lord Chaitanya doing that, going round and round in ecstasy. You know, and around in total ecstasy. And then then at some point, bringing up to this section here, he asked Swap Dhammada. You know, Swap Dhamma is one that is very intimate servant of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So intimate that he knows the inner moods. Yeah, that's a good servant. You know the moods of the person you're serving. Yeah, so he could see, he understand what Chaitanya is, and the Lord Chaitanya at one point asks him, sing, sing, and then Swap Dhammada sings this song, he sings this refrain from a song, this is Radharani, I think Radharani speaking about her separation from Krishna. And don't forget, he's in the mood, he's relishing the mood of Radha. So when he hears that song that Swap Dhammada sings, his ecstasy comes even more. He begins relishing and he's diving into these moods of Radharani. Yeah. Radha Krishna Panayamahima. Yeah, his manifestation. How does it begin the verse? Shiradaya Panayamahima Kutsovane Eva Swato Yena Buddha Madhurima Kutisovava Madhya Shokam Tashat Mat Anubhavada Kriti Sambhati Loba Tabhavacha Samanjani Gaba Sindhu Harindu. So he's arisen from the womb of Mother Sachi. So to all the stand the glory of Radharani's love, the happiness that she feels with his love, and in order to understand the glories of Radharani's love, the love that she feels and the happiness that he feels, feels in relation. Yeah, then he's come to relish that. And it's a very important point that Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is actually teaching here, which is a very deep point. It's this mood that Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is in, and as we know, he's come to teach Sankirtan. Anapita chiram chira kurun avatiyana kalo samapetam ujnara sabhakti suryam hari purata sindhukatamba sandipeta srahritaye kandare spuratuva sachinandana. Yeah, he's come. So he's come to give the nam or the yuga dham, which is chanting of the holy name. Yeah, he's come to chanting his holy name. And also he's coming to show the mood by which one should practice their devotion. You know, whatever stage one may be at, you know, even at the stage of sudden, there's a particular mood that should accompany our devotional service. It's not just external. We have these two words. One is Pavarupa and one is Chestarupa. Yeah, this is spoken in the nectar of devotion. Yeah, Bhakti Rasmita Sindhu. So the Chesta Rupa is where we're engaging ourselves in the devotional service of the Lord. That's called Chesta Rupa. We're engaging our senses in the service of the Lord. Kriti Satya, Bhavit Satya, Bhava Sasaninadiba, Nitya Yukta Shabha, Bhava Shapakati Hritim Satyata. So the definition of sadhana. It's interesting, I was reading, because we're teaching at the moment, Nectar Devotion, so I was cross-referencing with Bhakti Rasmita Sindhu, And there's one is in the commentary by Jiva Goswami. He mentions that this Chastarupa, this is following the example of the advanced devotees who are absorbed in the mood of, it gets a bit technical, but they're absorbed in the mood of bhava. Yeah? And then they, with their body, with their mind, and with their senses, they engage in the Lord's service. So we may not be at that stage, but then we do what they do. Yeah. So in that sense, that's this. So we follow their activities. You know, they're always hearing and chanting about the Lord. So then we follow their activities. Yeah. So that's, and then, but, and the mood, the bhava, the mood that accompanies it, or the mood which Lord Chaitanya has come to teach us, is, you know, this bhava rupa, this mood is vipra lumba bhav, separation, yeah? Feeling separation from the Lord, you know? And so this is an emotion. This is an emotion, so devotional service has to be accompanied with an emotion. Okay, no, we're getting quite emotional here. But it has to be accompanied with a specific mood. And as Prabhupada said, that we should chant Hare Krishna, and the mood should just be like a child crying for its mother. Yeah, that's in the very beginning stages. Okay, so we might not be, he's not trying to imitate the mood of separation like here, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, but that is our position actually. We are separated from Krishna, and we should feel that. And we should feel that. So that should be a mood when we're chanting the holy name. We're in the mood of, we are separated from Krishna. And it's not so easy. You know, it's not so easy to keep that in the forefront of one's mind. Yeah. Because we're so used, we're kind of so habituated to our material conditioning and the material world that we are conditioned to our conditioning. You understand? And so we're quite comfortable here. But then that's why it's good to, you know, regularly attend classes and regularly hear the Srimad Bhagavatam, that we can understand that this place we are in is actually not a very happy place. Yeah. And there is the spiritual realm which we are separated from. Yeah. So that's this mood we're chanting, and I remember one time I was just for a few seconds I was inspired by how distant we are from Krishna. I was trying to learn this specific glorification of Krishna as I was going to the temple, reading on this piece of paper. You know, this glorification of Krishna. And then this paper was quite worn out, you know. And I'm reading this sonnet, trying to learn this prayer. And then I'm looking around, this paper's all worn out. And I look around and I'm in the middle of central London. Everything's black, everything's doom. Everything's passionate, everything's... And I've got this little piece of paper which is telling me about Krishna, which is a billion miles, a whole different year. So that just this little piece of... So that mood is so separate from Krishna, yeah? So this is the mood that you see Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is in throughout all his pastimes, and he's kind of relishing this mood. So he's showing as well, yeah? So we have... This is the mood. So we have the Chesta Rupa and we have the Bhava Rupa. And so we may not, we shouldn't try to imitate, we shouldn't be like Sahajas and try to imitate high levels of bhakti, high levels of devotion. But we can be, we should appreciate, we should learn what we learn from Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, this specific mood of separation. But the mood that Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is in is very, as described here, is a very, very, Prabhupada describes it very quite straight, in a very attractive way, but actually, like he says, this verse says here, due to intense love, the pure devotee always sees Lord Krishna present within his heart. Premanjana churuti bhakti velochadena santasa devu hridayeshi hridayeshi velokayanti. This beautiful verse, just shama sundara. Yeah. But so this intense love, yeah, devotee, this is how a devotee always sees the Lord within the heart. This intense love. He's absorbed in a particular level of smaran. Yeah. This is actually called Adiruddha Bhava, a specific mood where the devotee is so absorbed in the meditation upon Krishna that it's described in the, for instance, the gopis, for example, it's been described here in these few verses, you know, when Krishna was in Dwarka, when he separated from the gopis, they were so deep in meditation upon Krishna that it's described here, aparat, that Krishna was fully present in exact in exact same way that he was present when he was present in Vrindavan. So really deep absorption, yeah. So there's different stages of absorption. It's in the Nectar of Instruction, I think in the purported text 7, then Prabhupada, he's quoting Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Sarasvati Thakur, and he quotes these different levels of meditation, which also correlate the different levels of meditation in Astanga Yoga. You know, you have these different levels. You have Yama, Niyama, Asan, Pranayam, Dharana, Dhyana, Dharana, Anushmiti, Samadhi. Yeah. So the Yama and Niyama and Pranayam and or Asana and Pranayam, that's all to get you ready for meditation. Yeah? All to get you ready for Dhyana, Dhanina, Dhyana, Dharana, Anusmriti and Samadhi. Yeah. So we get a chance to enter these different levels of meditation each time we sit down to chant japa. Yeah. And this, what's being exhibited here by Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, is samadhi. But a very particular type of samadhi by which the person who is in meditation no longer identifies, he no longer has identification of the self. He's so absorbed in the object of medication, so absorbed in the object of meditation. Right. But it's not the impersonal oneness, okay? The devotee is still individual, but he's so absorbed in thoughts of his worshipful deity that he's lost concept of his own self. He's so absorbed. An example given to this is Markandeya Rishi. He was so, this is in the 12th canto, he was so absorbed in meditating upon Narayan for thousands of years. He was absorbed in this meditation upon the Lord. And then Lord Shiva and Parvati, and Lord Shiva was very, very impressed with this sadhaka, very impressed with this devotee and his samadhi. He was in samadhi, yeah. And so he went to take darshan to get the blessings of Markandeya Rishi. So Shiva and Parvati came, and Markandeya is in meditation, but he doesn't even know they're there. He's not even aware of that that they've arrived. So then what Lord Shiva does, he has to, by his mystic power, he actually enters into the heart of Markandeya Rishi and says, "Hello, I'm here, you have a guest." Then Markandeya Rishi comes out of that samadhi, you know. It's a very deep, and another example of this, of samadhi is, what's the name of that sadhu, Sringi's son, then Maharaj Pariksit came in. Huh? Huh? Again? Yes, Samipya. So he was in Samadhi. As we know, the whole pastime Maharaj Parikshit comes in, and of course he's the king. So whenever a king goes, there should be reception. But he didn't even know he was there. He was so absorbed in meditation. So we know Maharaj Parikshit put a dead snake around his shoulders. Now he's supposed to put a garland around the shoulders. So again, he was an example of Samadhi. Yeah, really deep in Samadhi, particular type of meditation. And then there's also another example of Kardama Muni. He was also deeply absorbed in trance. An interesting story, Kardama Muni, he was engaging meditation and austerity in order to satisfy the Lord with a material desire, so that he could get a good wife. But because of the intensity, okay, his devotion was mixed, but the devotional aspect of it really touched the Lord's heart. So out of compassion, then the Lord actually appeared to him in Shakshat Darshan. He didn't appear in his heart, he actually appeared to Kardama Muni. Yeah? Very deep and deep absorbed. So the Lord appeared to him. But this level here, this samadhi of the perfected devotees, is a lot more deep. It's inconceivably deep. Lord Brahma as well. He was deep in samadhi, deep in his meditation upon Krishna. And as you know, Krishna appeared within his meditation, or the whole of Vaikuntha appeared within his meditation. Now, it wasn't like he opened his eyes and he saw Vaikuntha, and he saw the Lord come and shake his hand. It was all in his meditation. But within that meditation, he was actually actively seeing and appreciating Vaikuntha. Then the Lord came in his meditation and shook his hand. Yeah. But all these examples, they're in meditation. They achieve this level of samadhi, but then they come out and interact. They come out of another example of someone who went into samadhi was Maharaj Parikshit as well. Maharaj, deep into Srila Vyasadeva, excuse me. Srila Vyasadeva. Sukadeva Goswami told him to go into meditation. As you know, the whole story is described there in the early part of the Bhagavatam. So Srila Vyasadeva went into samadhi, and there he got darshan of Krishna. And he saw everything. He saw the absolute truth. He saw Krishna. He saw the material energy. He saw the jiva. And he saw the relationship. Yeah? He saw the relationship. And then from that, he was inspired to write the whole Srimad Bhagavatam. So he went into that samadhi under the instructions of Sukadev Goswami. So Srila Vyasadeva then wrote the Srimad Bhagavatam. Yeah. But this samadhi of Lord Chaitanya, or this Adiruddha Mahabhav, and of the gopis, they are never out of that samadhi. They actually never come out of it. And even when Krishna's present, they're in complete ecstasy of Krishna's presence. And then Krishna goes. But that ecstasy does not change. That feeling, the presence of Krishna, does not change. And that's why it's described, a verse said that even by the force of their love, Krishna's forced to come into their meditation. But they think they're dreaming. But Krishna is actually present. And then when Krishna, it's quite deep to understand, though we can't possibly understand fully. So when Krishna is present, they're fully absorbed. When he's not present, so like they, for them, there's no difference whether Krishna's present or not. Their absorption is so deep. Yeah. So that's what it described here. Krishna, due to intense love, devotees always see Lord Krishna present within his heart. Yeah, due to this intense love. So how do we get there? Okay, so that's why there's different levels of, so we, first of all, these different levels of meditation. One is, the first one is jhana. That means when you're chanting, so you're chanting a holy name, then the mind keeps going here, keeps going there. Anyone experience that? The mind keeps going. But then you bring the mind in under control when you can hear the holy name. 1 minute, 2 minutes, Hare Krishna, and you're just absorbed in the presence of the holy name, but then the mind goes. So again, you bring it back. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. And then it mind goes again. Then you bring it back. Then it goes again. But each day, if we keep practicing, then hopefully over time, we'll be able to keep that meditation upon the holy name. Then it moves from dhyana to dharana, where it goes a bit deeper. You can hold that sound vibration, that meditation upon Krishna, within your mind's eye. That's called, it's first in dhyana, where you try, then from that comes purification. From that, just by trying, Krishna becomes very pleased. And then the holy name will manifest its attractive potency, and the mind sticks there. But for some time, then it may go. So how long can we maintain that meditation? Half an hour, 10 minutes. We want to come to the level 2 hours. That's the level we want to come to. In 2 hours, where we can sit down and just be gone. Just be absorbed in Krishna. Yeah? Completely absorbed in Krishna. But we have to practice that. We have to practice that. We have to practice that. Yeah? So then up, so that's dhyana, dharana, and then anushmiti. This is described, this is where the meditation is so deep that is unending. It's like when you pour honey from a jar, it just flows out. It flows out. It never. Sometimes it's difficult. It just keeps on flowing, and there's no stop. So that level of meditation. That's the next level of meditation. Now it's interesting because if you read books about Ashtanga Yoga, they describe the same thing, but it's not Krishna centered. But in bhakti, it's Krishna centered, and also because Krishna's there, we get special mercy. Especially serving the mission of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu as well. So then it says, this is Anushmiti, where one is studying the object of meditation. One is no longer distracted, one is there, and one is studying what one is meditating upon. Yeah. So that brings up Krishna's name, form, qualities and pastimes, yeah, and then one is studying that. It's a whole subject in of itself, you know. And then the stage of samadhi, yeah, the stage of samadhi. That's complete. This is even a higher stage of samadhi. What's being exhibited here by Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. It's actually a stage of, so this is the stage which the gopis are in, this is the stage which the residents of Vrindavan are in, they're completely absorbed in Krishna, yeah? So we need to come to that stage, or at least we need to practice. So it begins by chanting Hare Krishna and focusing and taking it in the meditation. And to help that meditation, there's a mood that comes with it. As we mentioned, that mood, Krishna, please. Please, I want to meditate upon you. Please be present. Yeah, this one. So when we sit down and we chant, it's not just mechanical. It's not devotional service is not mechanical. We wish it was. It'd be a lot easier. Where you get initiated, and then if you chant Hare Krishna for 2 years, 5 weeks, 1 month, and 1 day, you'll be at the stage of bhava, guaranteed. Doesn't work like that. It's very, very dynamic. It is not mechanical at all. It's very dynamic, and that's what makes spiritual life very exciting, very dynamic. Yeah, and devotees, sometimes the questions we ask, or devotees are speaking from the platform of being separated from Krishna, but sometimes we miss it. For instance, when a devotee asks the question, how can I stop chanting mechanically? That's a glorious question to ask, because that means the devotees come to a particular stage of devotion that they're fed up with just chanting mechanically. They want to chant with love and affection. So that is separation. Yeah? There's a mood. That's a good question, and that means yes, great, fantastic. You no longer want to chant mechanically. Yeah, you want to chant devotionally. Yeah, so that sometimes when we're experiencing, we're not got much taste for the holy name, and we're chanting. So we can. It's just a slight thing. We can change your mentality, and we can change it to feeling. Okay. Acknowledging feeling distant from Krishna and chant in that mood of feeling distant from Krishna, because we're so distracted and we can't concentrate. So this mood of feeling separation, then we chant, we pick up our beads, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. This is the mood that Lord Chaitanya is teaching. Just also for sadhaka as well, this mood of crying for Krishna. Yeah, also this song, just his last point, this song by George Harrison, My Sweet Lord. Prabhupada, I really like that song, because it's the mood of separation. I really want to see your Lord, take so much, my sweet Lord. And Prabhupada really liked, because it really exemplifies this separation. I remember when I first heard that song, before I was a devotee, I felt separation from Krishna. I didn't even know who he was. I could feel something. I was feeling, my God. You know, I didn't even know who Krishna was. But after that, I thought, who's that Krishna? I've got to find out about this. You know. So anyway, just the points we covered, a little bit technical. We have the Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's mood. Is deeply absorbed in Adiruddha Mahabhav, and he's so just relishing. He's in the mood of Radharani, and we do sadhana. We want to develop our devotional service, and we engage in bhakti, chesta rupa. It has to be a mood there when we chant bhava rupa. So that mood for us to develop separation from Krishna, just like a child crying for its mother. And then as we go on, weeks, months, years, we want to see that we're developing in the ability to remain, to be absorbed in Krishna through these different stages, dhyana, dharana, anusmriti, then eventually samadhi. That's our whole life, is to be more absorbed in Krishna. Okay, so I'll stop there. Any questions or comments, please? Please, in the microphone, or we can.
It's about Jivapati Prabhu. You know Jivapati?
Jivapati Prabhu, yeah. Famed
and he was, I don't know if you get
some
a chance.
Switch it on for me.
It's on.
The volume.
It's just very low. Yeah, it was when he was in his early stages of devotional life, he had an experience, and it's on his interviews. He had two interviews with Bhagadatta, and he talked about an experience where when he saw the deities and the experience of song, he started shaking. Crying, uncontrollably. It lasted about 10 minutes. And he said that actually he only met Prabhupada once or twice, but not personally. He saw him. And he said that moment, that was his samadhi, and it's that actual moment. He told me, he thought, or he told us, that he knew this was the absolute truth. And of course, those who know Jivapati or experienced him, he's completely focused. The arati with the incense used to last for about 5 minutes. It was so intense. And his chanting was so intense. 1:30 in the morning, he'd be here.
Yeah.
Chanting.
Absorbed. Yeah.
And in the end, any service, he could hardly walk. He would just change the pots, put more water in the pots, clean the things. He would do any service. He was totally absorbed. And in hospital, he had that tragic thing. He spoke to Patanjali Muni. He says, there's no point in carrying on.
Check out.
And he left his body. Point. You know.
Yeah. It's a wonderful point. Devotional service, there's lots of wonderful, could we say, wonderful mystical things, wonderful realizations that's coming to all devotees as we practice devotional service. And just reminds me how this point, I just want to read here again. The way Prabhupada, he says here, devotees who are always absorbed in thoughts of Krishna will very soon see Krishna face to face without the doubt. So Prabhupada speaking from realization is so encouraging. It's a very deep point to be absorbed in Krishna, as we mentioned, these different stages. But Prabhupada makes it sound so approachable, so easy, which in one sense it is. But there's a lot of work to do from another perspective. It says, devotees who are always engaged in Krishna and are fully absorbed in thoughts of Krishna certainly return home back to Godhead. Then they see Krishna directly face to face, take prasad with him and enjoy his company. During this lifetime, a pure devotee always speaking about Krishna and engaged in his service. So Prabhupada also said that when he heard about the book distributors and how many books they were distributing, he said, wow, this is samadhi. He was a priest, they were so absorbed that there's one Prabhupada gave that as a definition of samadhi as well. So absorbed in one's service to the Lord. So absorbed, you know. Hare Krishna. Any other questions, comments at these points? Otherwise. Okay, we'll stop there. Thank you for kind attention. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Hare Krishna. How do you go?